The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And between Kathleen Ott and Karen Bacon, it was really a wonderful, wonderful program. Kathleen, her organization helps organizations, basically. So you're not calling her office directly for help, but I mean, it's because of her office that so many other things are taking place throughout the state. And then Karen just, showing us some of that technology. And as Ann mentioned, this is one of those things you have to get into technology a little bit because it's getting better and better and your quality of life is just, improved with it. But quality of life gets better every Friday with the Christina Luca. There are people right now that all of a sudden, I know, they've been on the couch all morning going, boom, they're up, they're dancing. It's like, it's the Christina Luca. Honestly, it's a wild, wild morning. And I'm so happy she's here.
Oh, well, good morning, thank you for that introduction. I know we're throwing everyone off because we're early again.
Yes.
People are really going to be
very confused. We're
going to
be tricking everybody all summer.
I know, we're really, we're making everyone forced to listen to the entire show. But what a great show. I mean, it really flew by. I was sitting there, and it was just, both guests, obviously, were incredible. And really, our co-host, we just had to give a shout-out to him, Ms. Ann Hirsch, because, I said, what's so great, I was, just reflecting on this. Well, our co-host brings so much to the table.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
It's really just, and the knowledge, and I think, obviously, Ann knows so much about this area, because of her career, and it was just, it was really awesome to hear. You did a fabulous job.
Thank you.
So I just want to give a shout out to you.
Thank you.
And,
and of course, our fabulous,
that's
right, our fabulous. But I also have to give it, next week, I don't know if you know this, John, but a senior recognition we're going to be having, and Ann Hirsch will be one of our people being honored.
I didn't. Where?
Yes. So they do, the community service does that senior rec at Harbor Links.
Oh, really?
Yes. So that'll be on Tuesday, and I think is going to the Tuesday one, right?
Yes, I am.
Tuesday of the 28th, I know.
Yes.
It's Tuesday.
Yes.
Oh.
So I nominated her. They asked who I would think. So, of course, I nominated Ann. And so she's
going
to be included, which
cool.
I think
I'm going.
Really.
That's thank lunch?
You. Yes, I'll send you all the
information. Send me the information.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you. And I'd love you to be
oh,
there.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
Yes. Yeah, so congratulations.
And thank
yes,
you.
Yes,
congratulations.
That's great.
And,
and you know what?
Thank you.
You nominated Ann, but you are such a contributor.
Yes.
You're real. And not just here, anything I'm
yeah.
sure you're involved in, but you're bringing people in. You're always,
mm-hmm.
I said it earlier,
Sweet.
Now that she's getting an award, she's definitely my favorite.
Thank you.
No, but it's really, and that's really what's great, too, about the coast. We've said this before. What's so wonderful is that, doing this radio show, it really is a collaborative effort.
Oh, I agree.
So everyone kind of pulls their part, and it's so great because I get all these phone calls and visits from different co-hosts saying, I ran into this one. They're like the little ambassadors of the radio show.
Well, what I have found doing this for the last couple of years, and I'm giving you mm-hmm. every bit of the credit, and the co-host, it's just evolving to more like, let's get together and chat on Friday.
Yeah.
This is not a job in any way,
yeah.
shape, or form. It's like, when you walk in, we'll talk. You'll
yeah.
share a story like you did earlier, and I share a story, and that's the end of it.
And I think also, what I always say when I'm, telling people to come on the show and I'm explaining the show, I really explain to them, the format of this program, too. I feel like as a listener, it makes the topic more relatable and understandable. If you're at a presentation sometimes and you hear a doctor telling you about some, ailment or something, it could be way over your head and you get, but this is, between the co-host and you, John, and it's just the questions that go back and forth, it makes it more relatable. Like you're just sitting, having a coffee conversation in your living
room.
Right,
exactly.
And Christina has set it up in such a way that guest number one as part of the show seems to connect well with the second
right.
guest. So we got an overview that was wonderful for the first part, and then we were hands-on for the second part of how you actually can stay connected with your community. So you don't have to go into isolation because, you know, you feel, well, my speech is slurred. It's too much of an effort for me. These devices draw people because everybody wants to see what you've got.
Right.
It's like the new kid on the block, and you don't see enough of it around.
Well, I like the little icon that she had tapped when she first got in here that's like, I want Pinot Grigio. I was like, wow, this is really, I like that it's really, I like that. So I heard that. I was like, wait a second. But, no, you know, and we always say, you know, the way technology, I mean, that's one of the amazing things about technology, how it really has evolved. And, you know, in the past, people would not be able to communicate. And the fact that now there's these incredible devices that, I mean, it's like they think of all the possibilities of how you can communicate with this, I mean, with the blinking and the smile. It's there's so many different variations. It's amazing.
And the most important part is that your doctor will prescribe. You have a team that's going to do the dirty work or when you say, I can't do this. How am I supposed to go and program this equipment? No, it's not you who's going to do it. We're going to get
the background. Yeah, because that could be overwhelming.
We're going to find out what is exactly part of your life's journey and where you are at this point, what you can do, how much we can train, and how long you can keep this. Those are all part of the review that Medicare will require before you can even get the reimbursement and so on.
Okay.
So it's very legitimate.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. And how did you get into the field of speech therapy?
Oh, that's sort of a long story.
Because I was like, just wondering.
Inquiring
minds
want to know.
I was like sitting there. I was like, how did I end up?
Very, very quickly, I was at Hofstra, and you needed a dual major, and I was taking education, and I said to Ronnie, I need a second major. What do I take? And she says, take speech. It's fun. And that's how I got into it, because of Ronnie.
Yeah, wow.
Where is Ronnie today? I don't know, but here I am. After 38 years with the city school system and still, well, not really practicing, but keeping in, because I keep my credits and everything going. To keep your license going, you have to do your CEUs, your continuing education units. And here we are, and we're still going strong.
Good.
Absolutely amazing. Well, really great. And then I want to tell people to tune in next week, because we're going to have on Doro University Without Walls, which is an amazing organization.
There is an organization, something similar to that, but it's Jewish. Something to do with the Holocaust. And I was with somebody the other night, and they said, I don't know if you're familiar with Doro. I said, of course I know it. I was referring to this.
Yes.
She says, you do?
Yeah. Don't ever underestimate me.
And then it's like, no, it was two different things. I was like, oh, God.
Database. But Doro, it's so great, you know, because they come up with these amazing classes, and the fact that you're, you know, people who are homebound still want to, you know, learn and participate and socialize, and this gives you that kind of opportunity to do over the phone. So we're going to have on the coordinator for that program, and we're having on Dr. Susan Lidner, who's our very own Dr. Oz, we like to call her. She will be on for Mental Health Awareness Month.
Really?
Yeah, so she'll be on next week, too, and stay tuned. We'll have Iris Bunshaft.
Iris is coming? Okay.
So it should be another great show, so I encourage everyone to definitely check that out. And we want to remind everyone that it is Memorial Day weekend kickoff. Ann came in with some snacks to kick off the long weekend, which was
Ryan's
lovely.
Enjoying them.
But
I tried to pick it up.
But I want to remind everyone that the town of North Hempstead is having its Memorial Day commemoration and fireworks on Saturday, May 25th. The program begins at 6 p.m. and the fireworks at 9:15 p.m. and that's over at North Hempstead Beach Park. So check that out. And if you want to go there early.
You have to go early.
Absolutely. And, if you're a veteran, you're actually able to get a free parking pass.
So oh, really? Okay,
I think
cool.
It might be the cutoff might be today.
You got to get in advance.
Yeah.
Oh,
right, you have to get
in
advance.
Pull up.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. So, definitely.
And the other thing, too, which this weekend, but that's Jones Beach
or the Republic.
They have the airline.
Yeah,
the
airplanes.
And one of the airplanes from World War II was the North American P-51 Mustang. Was quite a one pilot plane, but it was for the purpose of dropping bombs and shooting things. But the P-51 Mustang, now the Thunderbolt, was the main plane, I believe, during World War II.
Hmm.
And that, I think, is what you see fly across. But the Mustang was also a plane that was in use, the P-51.
Is that I've been seeing helicopters in the area. Two helicopters are going around. Is that part of what's going on? They're not regular helicopters. Sometimes they're out. So sometimes they're out at Eisenhower. I think it's part of.
It could be just checking out the neighborhood.
It's but just it's John's
the,
transportation.
The P-51 Mustangs. 51 Mustangs. They're not going to be using them this weekend. They use the Thunderbolt.
Is that a cue for something other than talking about helicopters?
Oh, come on.
I knew that John really, you know, was very into helicopters. Right. Who knew?
Yes. I don't think she's my favorite
John,
anymore.
John, what does that mean? Maybe you could explain it to me.
It's 51 days since Christina's
wow.
birthday.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. So she's 51 days older than she was 52
right, right.
days
yes.
ago.
I tried to figure that out once. So you're well, I'm not
going to
say your age.
You can. But, go ahead. 34.
Yeah, I don't know why. It wasn't you. Like, you live for a year, so you're one. So, you know.
You know what's really funny? You said, because I've had those, try to figure that out in my head, too. And it just, like, makes your head end up hurting sometimes. Because I've done it, too. I'm like, I'm just, like, trying to, like, really. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to go there. Just make it's really just.
See, I'm very accustomed to more numbers than that 51. So that threw me off completely. And I was waiting for the bigger number as to how many more days until.
No, we got to
And
go
I didn't
halfway
expect,
mark.
Oh, all right. This is,
yeah, there's a whole system. But,
oh, all right.
There we go.
So sorry.
Absolutely. But I also want to tell people, we touched upon it a little bit last week, but we are one step closer to the Pioneer newsletter. Hopefully we'll be going out soon. It's really a great, great issue. It's all geared to kind of summer things. So, of course, we have a little message from the supervisor. We have from our fabulous nurse, Kelly Steinman, some tips on summer safety. We also have an article from Greg Barbera, who we actually have had on our show. He's a certified senior advisor, and he submitted an article about preventing dehydration in the elderly, which is such a huge thing. I mean, and really dehydration, the issue of dehydration with anyone. Because it really is amazing what an impact that really can have on you very quickly. And, you know, so once you hit that mark of dehydration, forget it. You know, you really need to, it's something that needs to be checked on. And there's different tips in there that, you know, can tell you or, you know, for someone else, if you're a caregiver, the signs to look for and what to do. Then we have a great little, because I try to put in, you know, pictures. We want it to be pretty, too.
This is one of the best ones I've ever seen.
It's Make Better Beverage Choices, and it's all these little tips on different ways to choose. Because, you know, it's like people will tell you do this and do that, but I think it's great to actually, I'm the queen of a golden nugget. I want people to walk away with some concrete information. So that's in there. We also have from Cornell Cooperative Extension submitted summertime nutrition tips. And we have this about how to grill safely. So if you're a barbecuer, how to do that. Different foods to avoid. And then we have some stuff about Project Independence services that are going on, our advisory committee, some, of course, our radio show, some Fun Day Monday stuff. So it's a great, jam-packed, happy issue. And it's going to be lovely. So hopefully that should be going out in a week or so.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I will let everyone know when it is mailed out, because if you do not receive it, I need everyone to call 311 or 869-6311 to please let me know. And this way we can make sure you're on the list.
Okay. Actually, we're going to go into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
We got 15 minutes left.